We are back. Welcome, guys. My name is DK. In this video, we're breaking down the six-game main slate on Wednesday. We're winding down the NBA regular season. These last few slates of the season are personally my favorite to play. A lot of chaos, but I think the biggest edge, both in DFS and in the prop market. If you guys are looking for more content, you can check out my Patreon linked in the description. DFS and Prize Picks stuff is on my Patreon. If you're interested in straight betting stuff, you can check out my Dub Club. That's in my Twitter bio, if you guys are interested in that. And the sponsor of today's video, that's going to be Parlay Play. If you're not familiar with Parlay Play, you should be. They are a player prop site, but having a lot of fun playing over there. And you're building out slips of player props. They have alt lines. Parlay Play has made a lot of good updates. So if you guys do want to give it a try, you can use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus. If you do click the link and deposit, it does help support the channel. So greatly appreciate that. And so let's get into it. Let's recap tonight. So, dude, I was just absolute full tilt mode, man. I finished outside of the cash and tournaments by like 10 points with an injured Jalen Johnson, low owned GG Jackson shooting 2 of 97 from the field. Just incredible stuff, man. Incredible. Basically stacked up Memphis and San Antonio, ran a massive blowout to punish the Sharks. It was only about a 4-point spread, 5-point spread, whatever it finished at. But the Jalen Johnson one really hurt. I also had his over assist prop, again, injured early in the third quarter. So just incredible pain there, man. Incredible pain. But so that's the recap there. All right, let's talk about the slate. So Memphis, Cleveland, again, Memphis, I'm expecting just the same guys that were available tonight to be available again tomorrow. If they do end up, a couple of these, maybe one of these doubtful guys end up playing, that changes things. But assuming they only have 8 guys again, you had to have a ton of interest in the team, even though it's not necessarily the best matchup. GG Jackson probably has the highest ceiling on the team, but he can't hit the broad side of a barn recently. Right now, he's a bit more of a contrarian play, where Pippen and Goodwin are really good options in the mid-range. Stuff in the stat sheet, both playing, low to mid-30s minutes. Both Pippen and Goodwin, I think, look like really, really good plays. Brandon Clark at 5-1. The issue I have with him is just the minutes, right? He's going to be super productive when he's out there, but he's going to play most likely the least of any of the main Grizzlies. Pira is no longer with the team. Giroux is no longer with the teams. That leaves Jemison, Simpson, and Timmy Allen. Trey Jemison's 4-3. I think he stands as a pretty solid value. Big front court there against Cleveland. Should play low 30s minutes. And then Xavier Simpson off the bench probably plays 25 to 30 minutes. He's a good value play. Be interesting to see if they add Jack White. Yes, no, I'm not kidding. Jack White signed a 10-day contract. Be interesting to see if they add him to the player pool, but those would be the 8 guys available for Memphis, not for Cleveland. So basically fully healthy. Sam Merrill doubtful, Dean Wade out, but that doesn't do a ton there for Cleveland value. As far as the top end guys go, I mean, if you think Memphis can keep it competitive, you can take shots on guys like Mitchell, Allen, Mobley, Garland. The issue I have is some of these guys are priced up from Mitchell's missing games. Now they're basically fully healthy as the main guys are, and it's massive blow risk in this game. So yeah, that is the worry there with the main cast. Now Charlotte and Atlanta. This game should stay competitive. Two bad teams going up against each other. Actually, a good amount to like here from the Hornets, in my opinion. Really good matchup, and they're running a 8-man rotation. So Miles Bridges, sub 8K, I think stands out as one of the better plays in the mid-range. Really like him. He should continue to play his 40 minutes or so a night. Brandon Miller should continue to play high 30s minutes, but the one day where I played him when half the team was out, he played 30 minutes for absolutely no reason whatsoever. But other games, 39, 36, 40, it's just incredible. Again, DFS can make you go crazy sometimes, man. Misic and Mann, they usually play low to mid-30s minutes. They're both reasonable options in the mid-range. Grant Williams has been starting at the 5. He continues to start. I think he stands out as a pretty good value play. Nick Richards coming off the bench is still viable at 5K. And then Bertans and Pokuševski should round out the rotation. They're both playable for value as well. So actually a lot to like here from the Hornets, sadly, on this slate. Unfortunately, I should say. You got to have a lot of interest in that. Now for Atlanta, Jalen Johnson, again, still just incredible tilt mode. Would be shocked if he plays tomorrow. So, don't think Jalen Johnson will be available. So, my guess for the starting lineup is going to be DeJounte Murray, Vic Krejci, Bogdanović, Hunter, and Capella. But with that being said, I mean, there's a lot to like here from Atlanta. You take Jalen Johnson, one of the highest usage players, out of this offense. I mean, DeJounte Murray had a massive game tonight, like a triple-double in double overtime. I think he looks amazing on the top. Bogdanović should be the number 2 on offense. He should play mid-30s minutes. He looks good. I like DeAndre Hunter at 6K. He should continue to play, low to mid-30s minutes. Capella, Fernando, they're going to split the center position. Fernando, 4-1. I'll probably play whatever Capella does not play. He stands up as a good value. You don't even have the risk anymore of Jalen Johnson playing minutes of the five because he's, again, most likely out. Vid Krejci, again, my guess is he starts. If he does start, he's a solid value. So there's a good amount to like here from this team. I don't really know if I get to anyone else. I mean, the Matthews off the bench or Kobe Bufkin, 3.2. I would just rather play the Memphis Valley for a bit more. Toronto and Brooklyn. So quickly sat night due to rest. So he should be back. I would not be surprised if they rest like RJ Barrett or maybe one of these other vets like Olynyk or Gary Trent. So keep an eye on that. I was all over quickly. Last slate of no ownership. He was one of my favorite tournament plays. Ended up pivoting off to get Cam Thomas in because the Nets only had eight guys and I don't want to talk about it, man. I had Denny, I had Poole. Don't want to talk about that. I'm still in pain from that as well last night or two nights ago. Quickly, I really like his ceiling at 8-6, and we'll see you exactly who is available for Toronto. If the main guys are all in, Barrett, Kaleo, and Gary Trent, they're all reasonable plays, but again, quickly be the guy at the top I'd get to. And Freeman Liberty should shift back to the bench. Don't really think we can go there. All right, let's talk about Brooklyn. So Brooklyn, a bit healthier, just Dorian Finney-Smith out. Cam Johnson, Nick Claxton are expected back. Good matchup here for Brooklyn. So Cam Thomas definitely played for tournaments, should play good minutes. So, like his ceiling, Mikal Bridges, I mean, this guy, tilts me beyond belief. But he's cheap. Claxton, Schroeder, both reasonable options in the mid-range. Cam Johnson as well. I don't really know if there's any, like, standout plays on Brooklyn, but any of the main guys are in play. Cam Thomas has the highest ceiling. Watford is 4.5 with Cam Johnson back. You know, his minutes not as secure. I know he played big minutes last time, but that was with an eight-man rotation. Clowney's been getting minutes, but again, you get Claxton back, you get Cam Johnson back. It makes these value plays a bit riskier. Dallas and Miami, not necessarily the best matchup here for Dallas, but yeah, Luka, 12.8K. I mean, any slate that Luka's on, he's in play. So definitely love his ceiling. Kyrie at 9.2, I'd just rather get to Luka for a bit more. And then Daniel Gafford, been taking his fantasy score over on Prize Picks a lot. It's been burning me because he's getting in massive foul trouble every game. I took it again tonight. Thankfully, avoided foul trouble and smashed. With Lively still, I mean, Gafford should play high 20s minutes. I know it's not really the best matchup. I think he's an interesting tournament play. Klebo will back up Gafford. He'll play some backup five. Can play a little bit alongside Gafford as well. If you needed like a contrarian value play, I don't hate Max Klebo. For Miami, so Rozier missed the game tonight. With that neck injury. Hero on a back-to-back, I would not be surprised if he rests because it was a double overtime game and he played big minutes. So keep an eye on the news here for Miami. But if everyone's in, I think any of the main guys are playable, but probably wouldn't get to any of the value options. If we get like Rozier out, maybe Hero resting, then we can start considering, you know, guys like Martin and Jaquez and Jovic, guys like that. So again, Miami's a bit hard to talk about because I'm not sure exactly who's going to play. Jir missed the game tonight, and again, I think Hero is a rest candidate on a back-to-back. San Antonio, Oklahoma City. So, Eldon Johnson missed the game tonight. I don't think he'll be available tomorrow. That is the case. I mean, if the game stays competitive, San Antonio should run a relatively tight rotation. Obviously, like the ceiling on Wembanyama, the price is up on him, but still a massive, massive ceiling. You get Wembanyama versus Chet one more time, so that should be a good one to watch. Trey Jones should play low 30s minutes. I think he's a solid play at that price point. Zach Collins will back up Wembanyama, not as high in him. But yeah, Shimpenny, Mamukleh Shvili, I think are two of the better value plays in the slate. Both are playing big minutes. Mamukleh Shvili, good point per minute. Shimpenny playing massive minutes and stuff in the stat sheet. Those two look like really good options. Malachi Branham at 4-4, I think is reasonable as well. And then you can even get to like Devontae Graham off the bench, good point per minute. Played huge minutes in that double overtime game last game. Graham's a good point per minute guy, so I don't mind taking a shot on him either. Oklahoma City, everyone played tonight, all the main guys basically except for Gordon Hayward. We'll keep an eye on it back-to-back, maybe SGA or Jalen Williams sit, but assuming everyone's in, I mean, obviously I like the ceiling on SGA in a great spot against the Spurs, but definitely some blowout risk. You know, guys like Giddy and Chet, I think are a bit too pricey. They got priced up from an SGA and Jalen Williams out. So basically just SGA interest for me for Oklahoma City, unless they end up resting some guys. And finally, Orlando and Milwaukee. So Franz Wagner missed the game tonight with an ankle injury. And I was a little bit surprised about that because he did go through shoot around. But with him out, you saw Markel Fultz start and play big minutes. So if that is the case again, Markel Fultz at 3.8K with standouts is a really good value. And then Paolo Banchero gets a bit of a usage and assist bump. He looks pretty good here at 8.4. Jalen Suggs hits a bump in usage. Cole Anthony, the minutes have been not great on him recently, but he would still be in play for me for tournaments off the bench. Since it's a back-to-back, maybe Jonathan Isaac rests here. Gary Harris also played like 30 minutes. So usually Orlando's a team when they're – usually they're a team that I don't get a ton of exposure to. But if Franz Wagner misses, that does change things. Again, Bolts would be probably the my favorite play. But then, you know, Suggs, Gary Harris, solid. You can consider Cole Anthony as a tournament play. Paolo looks a lot better. So actually, it would be a good amount to like here from Orlando if Franz Wagner's out. And then from Milwaukee – would be absolutely shocked if Giannis plays. Getting an MRI did not look good. That is not good news for Milwaukee. But yeah, with Giannis out, you should get Jay Crowder in the starting lineup. So my guess is, and they also they started Pat Bev over Beasley. So my guess for the starting lineup will be Damian Lillard, Pat Beverly, Chris Middleton, Jay Crowder, and Brooke Lopez. With that being said, yeah, even though it's not the best matchup, you take Giannis off the court. Yeah, Dame, Middleton, Portis all look good. Dame probably being the preferred option there at 9.2. But again, Middleton, Portis. Portis most likely will not start, but will get a slight bump in minutes off the bench and obviously a usage bump. Brooke Lopez doesn't really do a ton for me. And then, yeah, Jay Crowder, 3-5. My guess is he starts. If he does start, he's a viable punt play, but I would feel better about some other value plays we talked about. And then Pat Beverly, 4-9. I don't love the price point on him, but he's in play, assuming he continues to start. All right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up for the video. As always, if you do enjoy, just make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and we'll see you all in the next one.